Remember, one time you mentioned that you dreamed about your ego, and he looked just like you, but except that he has thorns from his body, and the green slimes coming out. That was the ego.
Oh, Hazreti,
bir kere manada nefsinizi gördüğünüzü, nefsinizin size benzediğini fakat dikenli kolları olduğunu ve yeşil bir salak.
Kirpi gibiydi.
Kirpi gibi.
Evet.
Olduğunu söylemiştiniz.
Evet.
How do you overcome your ego? Because I think most of us are battling with ego a lot of time. But how do you overcome your ego?
Egonun, nefsin tahriklerine karşı nasıl direnebilirim?
Very difficult. People think you can fight against it and you can kill it. You cannot kill it because if you kill your nefs, you will die too. Because that's a part of you, you know, that's your life really. Yeah. Resulullah sallallahu aleyhi ve sellem has said he has made his nefs, his ego, into a Muslim. That's Resulullah, not you or me. My Shaykh told me that you have to somehow bargain with him. He pushes you to the extreme. I mean, he wants you to drink whiskey. And maybe you can con him, saying that, you know, you really don't like whiskey. You know, it smells like bed bugs. And not that it makes you drunk, because that's what he wants you to, you know, that you don't like the taste of it and you don't like the smell of it. And could we somehow today have a tea, and maybe you will find something which tastes better and, you know, which smells better, and, you know, one day maybe, you know, I don't know, courvoisier, for instance, you know, or a golden liqueur or something, maybe one day maybe you will, you know, do it. You have to give an alternative to it, less sinful. I mean, even to the extent that if he wants you to drink whiskey, maybe you can con him to, you know, have a sip of beer. It's also sinful, but at least a sip of beer is not going to make you drunk, while a sip of whiskey is going to make you drunk. Do you understand what I mean? Mm-hmm. Negotiate. That's all, you know, you can do for the time being. It's much easier to deal with the exterior shaitan, you know, than with your interior shaitan. Because, I mean, he's settled there, you know. The exterior one, you know, is outside. Okay, I won't take an ablution.